This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Democratic-controlled U.S. Congress appears set to approve a stopgap funding measure to avert a partial government shutdown at midnight Thursday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the legislation would maintain current funding levels across government agencies through December 3rd. It would also include $6.3 billion to help relocate Afghan refugees moving to the United States after Washington ended its two-decade war in Afghanistan last month, and just over $28 billion to help eastern and southern states recover from devastating hurricanes and western states from raging wildfires. Senate Republicans earlier this week blocked passage of another measure to avert the shutdown because it also included a provision to suspend the country's long-term debt limit, which they are trying to force Democrats to adopt on their own without Republican support. There have been 21 partial U.S. government shutdowns, all since 1976, including three during former President Donald Trump's one-term administration. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has dismissed the United States' offer to resume a dialogue, but says he is open to improving ties with South Korea. In a speech published Thursday in North Korean state media, Kim said the willingness of the U.S. to hold talks was only, in his words, a show to cover up what he called Washington's hostile policy. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has repeatedly called for North Korea to resume talks stalled since 2019 on the country's nuclear program. Responding to Kim's speech, the State Department stressed in an email to the VOA Korean service that the U.S. harbors no hostile intent toward North Korea. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The International Olympic Committee said Wednesday that tickets for next year's Winter Games in Beijing will only go to spectators from mainland China, and unvaccinated athletes must quarantine for 21 days ahead of the competitions. Chinese residents will be able to attend the 109 medal events after spectators were barred from nearly all events in Tokyo this past summer. The IOC said all fully vaccinated participants would be part of a bubble, what it called a closed-loop system, and would be able to move freely inside it. That would include at games-related areas and stadiums, as well as accommodations, catering, and the opening and closing ceremonies. All domestic and international participants and those working in the system will be tested daily. Melbourne's COVID-19 cases surged to record levels on Thursday, with officials blaming illegal home gatherings to watch a key sporting event for the spike as a hard lockdown to combat the spread of the Delta variant near 2 months. Authorities in Victoria, home to Melbourne, estimated nearly a third of Thursday's 1,438 new infections could be traced back to home parties last weekend to watch the Australian Rules Football Grand Final on television. Authorities have ditched a COVID-zero strategy and are looking at higher vaccination as their exit strategy from lockdowns. The record cases in Victoria come as the government on Thursday decided to phase out its emergency financial support for businesses impacted by the lockdowns, in line with its plans to end support to virus-impacted employees. Researchers have discovered that COVID-19 can negatively affect the organ that produces insulin, making some patients more susceptible to develop diabetes. A study conducted by scientists at the University of Siena in Italy shows that the virus attacks the insulin-producing cells of the pancreas by targeting an enzyme of the surface of those cells. A separate study conducted at New York's Weill Cornell Medical Center found that COVID-19 also attacks insulin-producing beta cells and makes them less able to produce insulin, the hormone that regulates the body's glucose levels. In another development, the Vatican announcing Tuesday that effective on Friday, all its employees must show proof they have been vaccinated against COVID-19 or have tested negative for the virus. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us on our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.